A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 23rd chapter, verses 13 through 39. Jesus said, "But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut the kingdom of heaven in people's faces, for you neither enter yourselves nor allow those who would enter to go in. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you travel across the sea and land to make a single proselyte, and when he becomes a proselyte, you make him twice as much a child of hell as yourselves. Woe to you, blind guides, who say if anyone swears by the temple, it is nothing, but if anyone swears by the gold of the temple, he is bound by his oath. You blind fools, for which is greater, the gold or the temple that has made the gold sacred? And you say if anyone swears by the altar, it is nothing, but if anyone swears by the gift that is on the altar, he is bound by his oath. You blind men, for which is greater, the gift or the altar that makes the gift sacred? So whoever swears by the altar swears by it and by everything on it. And whoever swears by the temple swears by it and him who dwells in it. And whoever swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by him who sits upon it. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you tithe mint and dill and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faithfulness. These you ought to have done without neglecting the others. You blind guides, straining out a gnat and swallowing a camel! Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you clean the outside of the cup and the plate, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence. You blind Pharisee, first clean the inside of the cup and the plate, that the outside may also be clean. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you are like whitewashed tombs, which outwardly appear beautiful, but within are full of dead people's bones and uncleanness. So you also outwardly appear righteous to others, but within you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you build the tombs of the prophets and decorate the monuments of the righteous, saying, 'If we had lived in the days of our fathers, we would not have taken part with them in shedding the blood of the prophets.' Thus you witness against yourselves that you are sons of those who murdered the prophets. Fill up, then, the measure of your fathers, you serpents, you brood of vipers! How are you to escape being sentenced to hell? Therefore I send you prophets and wise men and scribes, some of whom you will kill and crucify, and some you will flog in your synagogues and persecute from town to town, so that on you may come all the righteous blood shed on earth, from the blood of innocent Abel to the blood of Zechariah the son of Berechiah, whom you murdered between the sanctuary and the altar. Truly I say to you, all these things will come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it, how often I would have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you would not. See, your house is left to you desolate. For I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Gary Hendrickson, Zion Lutheran Church, Little Falls, Minnesota.
Have you ever been in one of those situations, one of those dialogues, one of those intense conversations or debates with somebody where in the heat and passion of the argument, you've said something that you've later regretted? Have you ever said something that you wish on second thought that you wouldn't have said because your conscience plagues you, be it a heavy-handed insult or a rebuke of disdain or something like that that causes you to go back and say, okay, maybe I should have been more generous to them? Well, there's words in our gospel reading for this coming weekend that may cause us to think the same thing about Jesus, that maybe on second thought Jesus didn't mean to say what he really said. Because they're pretty harsh words. Woe to you. Punishment, condemnation to you, because of your pride and your arrogance and your deceitfulness. Well, that's okay, because Jesus isn't talking to us in the gospel, right? He's talking to the Pharisees. And if Jesus is going to be disdainful, if he's going to rebuke, if he's going to be indignant about anybody, well, surely it can be the Pharisees. Because any well-read biblical scholar knows that the Pharisees aren't somebody that you can root for. We don't like the Pharisees. As a matter of fact, even our language today in our culture, if you call somebody a Pharisee, that's not a good thing. You're not giving them a good stamp of approval on their character. But here you hear Jesus. Woe to you, Pharisees. Woe to you, hypocrites. Woe to you, blind men. You deceive the poor. You take advantage of those that are less than you. Woe to you. And on second reading, we need to realize that the things that Jesus condemns the Pharisees of are the very things that we stand condemned of, right? The same allegations that Jesus makes against the Pharisees are things that we're guilty of: arrogance, deceitfulness, rudeness, not taking care of people that are around us, being prideful about our own knowledge and wisdom, putting ourselves above our neighbors. These are things that we stand convicted of too, when the mirror of the law shows brightly back at us our sins and the ways that we've fallen short of the glory of God. And so when Jesus is talking to the Pharisees, he's not just talking to the Pharisees, he's talking to us. And that hurts to hear our Lord and Savior say, "Woe to you, hypocrites, deceivers, blind men." There's not much hope in our reading from Matthew for today until we get to the very end and we hear more words of Jesus, where Jesus once again appeals to the Jews. He appeals to the Pharisees and he says, "How I wish that, O Israel, how I wish that like a hen gathers her chicks to you, I could do that to you, but you did not come to me. You resisted me." And then the section ends with, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Because you see, for those of us that know the whole narrative of salvation, for those of us that know the whole story, we know what's to come. We know that Jesus takes all of the times that we've fallen short, all of our sins of pride and arrogance, all our sins of deceitfulness and not caring for those around us, taking advantage of the weak and the poor among us. All of those sins were borne by Jesus on the cross. Jesus bore them upon his shoulders as he hung there and died for our sins. And so when Jesus is saying these words, he's not just saying them to the Pharisees and he's not just saying them to us, but he's saying them to himself on the cross as well. Woe to you, punishment and condemnation to you. Because Jesus bore our sins. Those things that bring us guilt and shame, those things that cause us to stand condemned before an almighty and righteous God, Jesus willingly reached into our lives, took those things from us, put them on his shoulders, died with them, put them in the grave with himself, and then he rose victorious for us, for you. Your sins, all of them, died with Jesus on the cross and stayed in the tomb. And your life is with him. His resurrected life is your resurrected life. His new life is your new life. Sure, we hear the words, "Woe to you," and we're taken aback. But let us not forget the other words. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." And finally, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Blessed is he who comes for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank Pastor Gary Henriksen for this meditation on God's Word.